Yishkoach, good morning all. So we've been speaking about who is an individual who would be allowed to lead the davening from the Amud for Slichos and for most of the davening throughout the high holiday season. And we said that it has to be someone who is accepted by everyone, someone who ideally is a Torah scholar, someone who is entrusted by the rest of the community. And the same is true also for whoever is blowing the shofar, that ideally someone who is going to be blowing the shofar has to be someone who is what we would call a Baal Torah, a Baal Yirat Shamayim, someone who is a Torah observant Jew in an ideal level. Of course, at the end of the day, if none of these things are possible, then, and there's only one person in the shul that could do it, and there's no one else, then of course we allow that individual to go ahead and do it. There's another interesting law that ideally a person who is in a state of avela, someone who is in a state of mourning, specifically someone who lost their parents, which when a person, lo aleinu, loses their parents, they have 12 months of mourning, as we know, following their passing. And so ideally that person should actually not lead the services throughout the high holiday season. That's the ideal, but again, if it's a necessity, then we allow such a thing to take place as well. We know that ideally we should be saying slichos with a minyan, and so that's always the ideal, but of course if one is unable to for various reasons, and specifically throughout the pandemic, we know that this is something that we had to struggle with and grapple with. So if you are saying slichos by yourself, well, you should not be saying the shlosh esrei midos, right? The 13 attributes, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum, mechanun. Try not to say, or you should not be saying those things in a bakasha kind of a way, in sort of a beseeching way, but rather you are allowed to say them as long as you read them with the cantillation notes, right, with the trup that they appear in the Torah with. So if you read it like that, as if you're learning Torah, then it is permissible to say them while you are reciting slichos at home. But again, the whole point of slichos at the end of the day is to achieve atonement, and we believe in Judaism that the strongest way that a person can achieve atonement is by saying these 13 attributes and trying to embody them. And so therefore, ideally, a person should be davening with a minyan for slichos whenever possible. And then finally, there is an interesting law that someone who is unfortunately in a state of avelus, someone who is in a state of mourning, specifically someone who is sitting shiva that week, so that person is not allowed to go to shul to daven slichos. So that individual would have to daven by themselves, except for one time throughout the entire season, and that is Erev Rosh Hashanah. The day before Rosh Hashanah is such a significant day of slichos, as we know. If you look in the slichos machzer, it's like well over 100 pages of slichos. And so since it's such a significant day of preparing yourself for the high holidays, so therefore even an avel, even as someone who is in a state of mourning, is allowed to go ahead and go to shul to say slichos with a minyan properly. We'll continue next time with some of the additional laws as they have to do with preparing for the high holiday season, and then we'll actually get into the high holiday season and the various laws as it applies to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc. But for now, we will conclude